I'd like to welcome everybody to our devotion this evening. And if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. And we'll be examining verses 1 through 3 as we're going to be talking about living epistles. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we as some other epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." Again, we're talking about living epistles. Sometimes when we travel from place to place, when we place membership at a congregation, sometimes we like to have a letter of commendation so that the new congregation where you are going can know just a little bit about you, so they can somewhat expect something from you. We find in this passage of Scripture that a letter is written in our lives today, because there are multitudes of spiritual illiterate individuals in the world today, those to whom will not read God's printed word or the Bible, nor will they hear the gospel preacher proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So oftentimes, the only message of God that they'll see is the letters that we write from our lives as we present them before them. When we take our breaks at work and read our Bibles in meditation, we're writing a letter to people in the world. When we do not choose to gamble and sin, and our coworkers see that, and our coworkers know not to ask us to play the lottery, you're writing a letter to them. When they see our devotion to God in worship, because people do see us going to worship services on Sunday morning, they see that, and that's writing something on their hearts. And we need to make sure we're writing a good letter to them. But the question is, but what will they read about us? What will they read about us? Well, the first part of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2 says, "Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men." Isn't that sobering? So we should have that exhibits the love of Christ in all that we do, because it's going to be read of everybody. It's going to be read. So what are men and women reading from our hearts today? Do they see humility? Do they see love? Do they see compassion? Do they see kindness? Do they see the love of Christ working in us? If they don't, we need to take heed and examine our lives and rewrite those negative messages and begin to submit our lives to God, that people might see the love of Christ inside of us. Because we need to make sure that we allow our lights to shine very bright, so the world can see, so that they can receive the message, even if they are not following Christ, even if they say that they don't believe in God, they can see us and see the message of salvation through our lives. And we want to encourage us on this evening to be those wonderful living epistles to the world, that they might know that there is a God. And this evening, if you stand in need of salvation, or if you need to repent of your sins, we encourage you to come as we all stand and sing.